Yeah, thanks, Owen. We're out in the course here. We're just watching down the 18th fairway, and we're keeping a very close eye on this next shot to come from Welshman Philip Price. He was leading, of course, after rounds one and two. He hasn't found the same sort of scoring form as what he did in both of those rounds earlier in the weekend, but the back nine has been kind to him. He trails the leader, Thomas Bjorn, by a single shot, and this is going to be a very, very important shot for him. He's down the centre of the fairway. His tee shot was excellent. He needs a birdie on this last hole to force a playoff. Thomas Bjorn, 6 under for today. He had his best round of the weekend, a 65 for the Ryder Cup captain to finish on 15 under. Now, he did miss a putt for a birdie, which would have put him 2 in front and probably would have given him the Irish Legends title here. But he powered the hole and finished on 15 under par, 1 ahead of Price. And just after watching Price's shot come in here, a sublime effort which landed right beside the flag, right beside the pin. So this will be a birdie for Philip Price, and this will force a playoff to see who is going to win the first ever Irish Legends here at Rossapenna Hotel and Golf Resort. As for the rest of the leaderboard, finishing on a tie for third is Englishman Peter Baker. We've also got Mauricio Molina, who's in there as well, and Peter Wilson. Those three players finishing on 9 under par. Molina was sublime today. A course record 62. That could sit for about 50 years here down at Rossapenna. He was brilliant despite starting with a bogey today, but Molina taking some of the headlines with that 62 course record. As for the amateurs, Clem McCluskey, the overnight leader, is out in front with one to play. He's got 98 points. He's 2 ahead of the Ireland and Ulster rugby star, David Humphreys, who finished on 96 points. He has concluded his round, and Killian McGinley, son of Paul, finishing on 95 points. But it looks like McCluskey, who's playing alongside Philip Price and Peter Streeter here on the final hole, it looks like he is going to take the amateur title. But there's a huge, huge putt now to come from Philip Price, and obviously we're out on the course at the moment. And we're just watching the amateur, Clem McCluskey, who's going to have an effort that will hopefully go to the hole for him, and one which will wrap up the amateur section of this Irish Legends. We've had some brilliant golf from the amateurs. Daniel O'Donnell finishing with another 27 today. He finished on 27 on Friday, and he had 20 points on Saturday. So doing the maths off the top of my head, 74 points for Daniel O'Donnell. We spoke to him just a few moments ago. He was at the tent area, just up at the back of the 18th. He's watching the final proceedings here, and he is going to make his way to Letterkenny to join up, of course, with Noah's Bed Push, which is happening in Letterkenny. They're coming into Letterkenny at around 6:30. We're still waiting on Philip Price to take his putt that would give him the birdie. In the meantime, Peter Streeter, who was sitting 3 shots off the lead after round two, is coming with a putt now on the 18th green, and there's a nice gathering around the 18th green. Obviously nobody else out in the course, so we've got the officials here from the tour, and we also have all the volunteers from Rossapenna as well, that who are here now for the finish of this event. Clem McCluskey is going to be next up to seal the amateur title. He had a very, very good round yesterday, and he's an equally good round today. Now, he did struggle a bit on the opening holes this morning when he first came out, but he found his rhythm again on the back nine, and he has just putted for what will secure the amateur individual title of the Irish Legends here this weekend. There was, of course, an amateur section in the Pro-Am earlier in the week on Thursday, which was won by former Dublin manager Jim Gavin. He actually won an all-expenses-paid trip to the Legends Celebrity Finals, which took place later in the year in Mauritius. So we're watching Philip Price from Wales with a short putt into the hole. And if he is successful with this, the Welshman has just forced a playoff to see who will be the title winner of the Irish Legends. So a birdie putt for Philip Price, and speaking to John Casey, director of Rosapenna Golf Club. They're going to be using the 18th hole for the playoff, and basically if they're still tied after that, they're just going to continue to hammer it down the 18th to see who is going to take this title. So the guys are just making their way off the green at the moment. What we'll do maybe is just nip back to the studio and we'll confirm how proceedings has went here, but it looks like that we are all set for a playoff to see who is going to be crowned the Irish Legends champion. One thing that we can confirm is that Clem McCluskey has won the amateur section, and as I was telling you, the scoreboard has now changed. Thomas Bjorn finishing on 15 under. Philip Price on 15 under. They're 6 shots ahead of the rest of the field. That's how things have finished here, but we're not done and dusted yet. A playoff down the 18th will be required to see who's going to be crowned the champion of the Irish Legends for the very first time at Rosapenna Hotel and Golf Resort. We'll be back with more for you shortly.